Chapter 18. Captured. As a light was brought closer, I looked around in panic. I saw no sign of my friends and not a prisoner in sight. Suddenly, I felt a lump of dark guilt in my stomach that I had not been there to die with my friends. There were only 6 pirates left alive. 5 stood close around me, while the 6th merely looked at me without getting up. A blood-stained bandage on his head suggested a recent wound. Long John Silver released my arm to thump me on the back in a friendly way. He looked pale in the torchlight, but I saw no wounds on him.
"Well, here's Jim Hawkins. Shiver me timbers!"
The parrot on Silver's shoulder punctuated his good cheer with a squawk. I couldn't manage even a sound.
"I take it you know your old companions are none too fond of you," Silver said. "They don't much like you sneaking away. You'll have to join with me, lad."
One of the pirates in the circle around me grumbled at that, and Silver turned toward him sharply.
"Batten down your hatches."
"Before I join," I managed, "could you tell me what happened to my friends?"
"Dr. Livesey himself came to see us yesterday morning under a flag of truce," Silver said. "He pointed out that our ship was gone, which I'd not quite noticed myself."
Silver cleared his throat as if a bit embarrassed to have overlooked the ship sailing away.
"The doctor offered us the stockade if we let them pass," Silver said. "We did. But I heard them grumble about you, Jim. They'll not want you back."
"So I'm to choose?" I said. "First, I should tell you I took your ship. I cut the anchor rope, killed your men aboard, and hid the ship where you'll not find it. I'm not afraid of you, kill me or not. Though if I live, I promise to speak kindly to save you from the gallows." I stopped then and looked around. Every man stared at me as if I might have grown a new head, but no one lifted a hand against me. Finally, I added, "If things go the worst, I would appreciate it if you told the doctor I took it like a man." Suddenly, a rumble went through the men. Tom Morgan drew his knife and stepped toward me.
"Avast!" Silver shouted. "Are you cap'n now, Tom Morgan?"
"I say that I like this boy, and any that wants to cut out his heart will best be ready to fight me first."
At this, Morgan backed up into the group. They whispered together a bit, then said they needed to take a vote.
"We'll follow the rules," Morgan said. "We have the rights of a crew, and we're calling a council."
The men filed out into the darkness, bearing the wounded man among them.
Silver and I waited alone.
"Things a bit touchy, Jim," Silver said. "I'll stand by you, and I hope you'll stand by me should fortunes turn later."
I realized that Silver planned to play both sides.
Then he could be the winner, no matter who managed to leave the island alive.
"What I can do," I said, "I'll do. Tell me something, Jim," Silver said as we waited. "When the doctor left, why did he give me the chart to find the treasure?"
I looked at him, blinking with shock.
"I don't know," I said.
Silver nodded.
"I reckon we'll find out."
At that, the men filed back into the room. The last man passed something quickly to Silver. Then the men backed away to watch him.
"The black spot," Silver said. "I expected it. So tell me why you're wanting a new captain. I brought you together and took you to sea. I got you to Flint's Island. Now we hold the stockade. We have a real doctor to tend your wounds and your runny noses. And I found the treasure."
He pulled a paper out of his coat and tossed it to the ground. I recognized it at once as the chart that marked the treasure. The pirates stared at it as it lay on the floor. Then they sprang on it like cats, laughing and pointing out details.
"So, who do you elect as captain?" Silver demanded.